crawls through our ruins and into the den of our night. Her name is Wisdom, and all through the kingdom her followers learn what is right. Lift up your eyes to see her, open your mind to know. The greatest is gained from her simplest things, from peasants to kings, young and old. Now listen as her story is told.
Once there was a king who ruled his kingdom with love and kindness and great, great wisdom. He was loved by all the people of his kingdom. But one day this king decided to go away on a long journey. He called his four daughters to his side and announced, "I must leave on a long journey. I will return. But in my absence, I want the four of you to take care of this kingdom." "Oh, father, please don't go. We'll never be able to take care of this big kingdom without you." The king smiled. "You will do well. Now listen to my words. I'm going to give each of you a gift. This gift will teach you how to take care of this kingdom." The king then took one hand of each child and placed a single grain of rice there. Then he left on his journey. Well, the oldest daughter ran immediately to her room. She tied a golden slender thread around her grain of rice and placed it in the center of a crystal box where she could look at it every day. The second daughter went to her room, to her secret hiding place, and there she found her treasure box. She emptied out all of her treasures and placed the grain of rice down into the darkness, double-locked it, and hid it away in the palace where no one would find it. The third daughter was a very practical daughter. She knew everything about everything in the whole wide world. Maybe you know someone like this? She looked at her grain of rice and said, "Huh, this is like any other grain of rice I've seen." And she threw it away. The youngest daughter went to her room and sat on the edge of her bed and stared at the tiny grain of rice. "This gift from my father will teach me how to take care of this kingdom." She wondered, pondered, puzzled, and studied the gift. Weeks, months, nearly a year passed, and finally she understood the meaning of the gift.
"A sudden task of magnitude has lit upon the path. Counsel is sought, but nothing is said to answer questions asked. And when the noisy are quiet, and when the prideful are gone, then is seen what needs to be gleaned for the work to carry on. The messenger calls through our ruins and into the den of our night. Her name is Wisdom, and all through the kingdom her followers learn what is right. Lift up your eyes to see her, open your mind to know. Greatest is gained from her simplest things, for peasants and kings, young and old. So listen as her story is told."
Well, the months turned into years, and the four daughters took care of the kingdom. Then one day the king returned. His beard was full now and snowy white. His eyes sparkled with new understanding. The king greeted his children and said, "Where are your gifts?" The oldest daughter rushed to her room and brought back her crystal box. "Father, can you see the golden slender thread I tied around my grain of rice? I've kept my grain of rice in this crystal box you gave me, and I've looked at it every day since you've been gone." The king accepted the grain of rice back from this daughter. Next, the second daughter presented the king with her sturdy wooden treasure box. "Father, all these years I've kept my grain of rice locked up safe in my special treasure box, hidden away in the palace. No one knew where it was. In fact, I forgot where it was a couple of times. Here it is." Again, the father accepted the grain of rice back from this daughter. The third daughter, the practical one, the one who knew everything about everything in the whole wide world, she'd rush to the kitchen to get a grain of rice from the cook. Without looking at her father, she said, Here is my grain of rice, father." And the king took that grain of rice back, knowing all the time where it had come from. Finally, the youngest daughter stepped before her father empty-handed. She was dressed in work clothes, dirt smudges everywhere, tools sticking out of her pockets. Father, I don't have the grain of rice you gave me the day you left. Whatever did you do with it? Father, I took that gift, that grain of rice, and studied it for a long time. Finally, I understood the meaning of your gift. I realized that little tiny grain of rice was a seed. So I planted the seed in the ground and this beautiful rice plant grew. And from that plant I harvested seeds. Then I planted all of those seeds and harvested. And I planted and harvested and planted and harvested. And Father, come look out the window with me. The king followed this youngest daughter to a large picture window in the palace. A window that looked out upon an enormous rice field, stretching as far as the eye could see, enough to feed that kingdom and probably another kingdom. Well, the king turned to this youngest daughter, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "You, my dear child, have learned the meaning of your gift." Then he did an amazing thing. He took the crown from his very own head and put it on this youngest daughter's head. "And you, my dear child, will continue to take care of this kingdom for me." And from that day on, the youngest daughter took care of this kingdom, and she did it with love and kindness and great, great wisdom, just like her father.